Darren has the sport.
Good morning, Rachel. We'll start with some very good news indeed. The Republic of Ireland under 19 women's team have booked a place in the semi-finals of the European Championships. They beat Sweden last night by 2-1. The Swedes won this particular tournament 2 years ago. The Irish now face the Netherlands for a place in the final on Thursday. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the Irish manager Dave Connell from Norway. Dave, have this team exceeded all expectations over there?
Oh, certainly so, yeah. I don't think we realised how good these girls were until we got here. But they've certainly stepped up to the mark here and they're doing very, very well.
Now, I read that the Swedish manager didn't have some nice things to say about you earlier in the year. How big a motivation was that?
Yeah. You know, things happen in football.
What did he say?
We answered him last night.
What did he say to you a few months back?
Well, he said we were a good hurling team, but, you know, we took it as a motivation and we got on with the job last night and we played very, very well and played some lovely stuff on the night and we were worthy winners.
Oh, fantastic. What level of competition, what's it like over there? And in terms of your ranking going into the tournament, where were you expected to finish?
Well, we came in as the best runners-up during March. There's a league phase, there's a couple of groups, so we came in as the best runners-up of the groups. We played the Netherlands in that group. We drew 0-0 with them in the Netherlands. So we were 8th seed coming into the competition now, the 8 countries. So that was another motivational factor for us. We wanted to prove people that we're actually better than the 8 seed tag that we were given. And we've certainly done that.
I know a lot of this team have already done their leaving cert, and there's a lot more to do their leaving cert next year. So a very young bunch and obviously lots of prospects for the future. But in terms of the geography, where are these girls from in the country?
Yeah, from all over. We have Savannah McCarthy, who captain our 17. She's from Listowel in Kerry. We have Kiva Keenan, who came on against England and played again yesterday, from Ballymun in Dublin. We've Roman McLaughlin, the youngest player in the competition at 16. She's from Inishowen in Donegal. So they're spread around the country quite a lot. And with all the different backgrounds, the girls certainly get on absolutely fantastically. And that's probably one of the keys why we're doing so well, the manner in which the girls get on and off the pitch.
Can we beat the Dutch on Thursday, Dave?
Yeah, I feel that we can beat them. They're a very, very good side. They've a lot of good players playing in big clubs that we all know of within Holland. One of their players recently signed for Bayern Munich, which would be a huge club, women's-wise as well. So they've a lot of players with a lot of pedigree. But, you know, we've something special in this group that's very, very hard to beat. And we will certainly be going into the game confident. We won't be overconfident. Well, we'll have the girls well drilled, and the Dutch will certainly know that they're in for a game on Thursday.
We hope so. Irish manager Dave Connell, good luck on Thursday, and thanks very much for taking the call this morning. Shamrock Rovers beat Cork City 2-0 in the quarterfinals of the EA Sports Cup last night. Celtic back in Champions League action this evening. They have a 1-0 lead going to the second leg of their qualifier against KR Reykjavik at Murrayfield. Now, the Wexford County Board are not happy with their allocation of tickets for the All-Ireland Hurling quarterfinal doubleheader at Semple Stadium this coming weekend. They held an emergency meeting last night. They've decided to suspend ticket sales for the game against Limerick tomorrow. I'm joined on the line by RTÉ analyst and former Wexford All-Ireland winner Tom Dempsey. What's the problem down there, Tom?
Well, I suppose, Darren, it's not a problem, so to speak, because the county has gone absolutely hurling crazy down here. We had 13 or 14,000 people, I'd say, last week at the Waterford game, and we're estimating that there's a bigger crowd expected for next Sunday's game, Darren. The problem seems to be that the demand for stand tickets has vastly exceeded the allocation given. From my information, Darren, and we're only getting bits and pieces here, there have been 2,000 tickets, stand tickets allocated. The clubs already have looked for about 5 1,000 tickets. And, you know, I think it's the same with other counties, in fairness. But the problem here, Darren, is that with such a lack of stand tickets, take older people, you know, some fans won't, they won't travel if they haven't got a stand ticket. They won't stand on the terraces. So it seems to be a bit of an issue down here. And I'll tell you, it's creating a lot of anxious people around, because everybody now wants to see Wexford hurl at the moment.
Well, Wexford officials expected to make a formal request to have the games moved to Croke Park. It's a little bit late in the day for that. Do you think the GAA will take that request seriously, Tom?
I don't know, Darren. It really is, as you say, very late in the day. Croke Park would seem to be the great answer here to that, now that we don't have Garth there. But logistically, in fairness to Thurles, I suppose, you know, they're expecting this game and businesses around the town. It may not be an option, but certainly Croke Park would be a good option from the point of view of facilitating every person that wants to see the match. And really, Darren, down here, all we want is we have a little bit of a thing going at the moment. We don't want to take our focus off the game, but certainly everybody that wants to see the game should be able to see it in comfort, Darren.
Okay, Tom Dempsey, good talking to you. Stage 16 finally of the Tour de France takes the peloton into the Pyrenees today. Vincenzo Nibali leads a 4 minutes and 37 second lead in the general classification, but Nicholas Roach, 48th overall, he's over 90 minutes behind. His big hope now this week is targeting a stage win.
And everyone asked me how you would go for a stage, like asking a kid if he wants to win the World Cup, and it would be very disrespectful to come to the Tour and hope not to win a stage. And I'm like one of those who are dreaming of those stage wins.
Finally, your impressions on the race leader Vincenzo Nibali?
He's been a hungry shark, you know, as his nickname is the shark. But he's been extremely, extremely strong. His team is extremely strong. They're doing a great job. You know, it's 2 weeks now that they're fighting there, and they've never been caught out. They're always in control. And you know, at this stage, unless anything crazy happens, I can't see him being beaten.
That's Nicholas Roach speaking to Shane Stokes there. Finally, there's racing in Ballinrobe this evening. Action gets underway at 5:45.
Thank you very much, Darren.